Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Welcome back to His Ability, where we talk about God's ability to do wonderful things in our life, even under tragic circumstances such as disabilities. My name is Lynn Suzak, and I'm your host. And I have with me today in the studio my daughter, Bethany. Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
My oldest daughter, I've talked about her before. It's kind of very cool that my disability has been able to help her a little bit. We'll talk about that. We have found that people have a lot of questions that never occur to us, but they occur over and over again to people that we meet and don't really know my story. And Bethany, being my daughter, as she's been growing up, you know, new friends and acquaintances would ask her questions. Oh, and the funniest things that people say, we wanted to share today. So we're going to start with back. I know the first thing that we can remember happening when you were little, going to school, Bethany, we had a situation where a little girl asked you, what happened with that? She saw me one day, and then
I had a friend who had run into me in the store with you, and they had never met you before. And she comes up, you came by, and then you went away and were doing your own shopping thing. And I was talking to her, and she said, "What happened to your mom?" And I go, "What do you mean? What do you mean what happened to my mom?" And it just doesn't occur to me right off the top of my head, you know, especially when I was younger like that, that anything's really wrong with you, because I've grown up with this my whole life. So it's just normal for me.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting.
We laughed about that because you thought something was wrong with me. Something happened.
Yeah, but like turning around looking for you. What'd you do? Did you fall? You know.
And when that happens, tell us what your response is, because you've kind of memorized your response.
Yeah.
Depending on how interested a person is.
Yeah, it depends. I can go into as little or as much detail as anybody wants. But people say, "So what happened to your mom?" And I say, "Well, she got into a car accident about over 22 years ago, and she broke her neck, she bruised her spinal cord." I tend to say things really quickly when I'm talking about it because it's so second nature. I say, "I'm the oldest of five kids," and people usually interrupt me and say, "Oh my gosh, she had five kids after the accident?" And I say, "Yeah." And I say, "Oh, but she also, you know, she drives her own car, and she just got remarried, and she owns her own business now, and she's very independent." And people, when you say you're a quadriplegic, they're like, "What do you mean independent?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, she types, she writes, she, you know, basically takes care of her household." People are so confused. How does she write? And I have to, like, show them how you hold your pen and certain things like this people are just so interested in. To me, it's, you know, that's how mom writes. It's nothing right. New.
So you start with the bad news and kind of rush through that. She had an accident, spinal cord, and watch their faces kind of drop.
Yeah.
And you hurry up and you go, you know, it was on her honeymoon. And all these things. I know that's how I deal with it, too. And then you watch their faces get more confused, and you say, "Now she's driving, and she's, you know, all these things that sound like, well, how can she do that? How can she do that?" And it is truly amazing. That's why I'm sharing it today, because you know, God is just. It's almost like, you know, I'm not in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. but I really am. I really am. You can attest. And
yeah. She doesn't get up and dance around when we're not looking, I promise.
And the care that I require, that you are actually one of my caregivers, is definitely care that only a person that's paralyzed could have. And it's not something you can fake, is it?
No, not really. I remember there's certain things that you do when you're growing up in this situation, too, that it's like I used to sneak into your bedroom and play with your feet to see if you would notice it. I used to think that it wasn't real, and it wasn't a bad thing. It was just kind of interesting how I used to do little things to see if you could feel it or notice that I was there. And
yes. I don't know how many people have kicked me under the table, and they're, like, waiting for to see if I... Because paralysis is kind of a mystery, I think, to people.
You don't believe it, especially because of how in such good condition you are. You know, you That's can true. Do certain things that, like I said, when I'm since I'm in nursing school, I tell my instructors, oh, yeah, well, I, you know, I take care of a quadriplegic, and their face is just kind of okay. And then I say, well, but she doesn't really need that, and this doesn't actually happen to her. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that you expect when you hear mm-hmm. quadriplegic as a nurse, and they're not. I don't see any of that. So right. It's a good and bad thing. So.
And that is actually part of what I wanted to share today mm-hmm. is just all the blessings that I really have. I am paralyzed. I am dealing with that situation. But a lot of the things that go with that have not plagued me. I have had one decubitus ulcer, which is a bed sore over the mm-hmm. course of 22 years. And other than that, a lot of other things that you learned in yes. nursing school accompany in, you know, somebody in my condition and your teachers. And I know because I've talked to other people when they find out, you know, if they don't see me, they talk to like an aide mm-hmm. or somebody else. They tell me the conversation they have. Usually people are like, oh, and all these terrible other yeah. things probably are, you know, is what she's experiencing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, not really.
Yeah, no, she's never... That was another thing when I started learning about spinal cord injuries. They would tell me, well, you have to watch for this and you have to make sure this doesn't happen. You always have to make sure you're doing this. And I had no idea so many things could actually go wrong because it's mm-hmm. just mom and right. nothing like that has happened to you. And then I asked you about it and you're, oh, yeah, this has happened once, but I've never had this. And just all these incredible life-threatening yeah. problems that really come with spinal cord injuries you've really never had.
Right. I have had a few of my own. I did have, like I said, a decubitus ulcer once that took up quite a bit of my life for 1 year and, you know, caused me to have to be in bed a lot. But also I had a kidney infection when mm-hmm. I was pregnant with you once. I also had a blood clot that moved up to my lung that was life-threatening. Mm-hmm. So I've gone through quite a bit. It's just that I've recovered so well, praise God. Mm-hmm. And he makes it look so easy, I think, is what my problem is with people. They look at me like they don't really believe that I can't get up out of that chair. And I'm telling you, it's true right now. And I think it's funny because God has really prepared and even told my husband, you know, kind of preparing us for my healing that, you know, you need to take pictures and you need to document and you need to have proof that you were really paralyzed because it is going to be unbelievable. So mm-hmm. I'm half in and half out of my chair. I feel spiritually I'm out, definitely. And just my attitude is out of the chair. I praise God that, you know, I don't carry a lot of that weight that emotionally that a person in my condition normally has, which, you know, depression and mm-hmm. things like that I've really resisted allowing that to come into my life, praise God. Yep. So the important thing is that even though I've been having this condition for 22 years. God has, I think it's exciting to know what normally happens because mm-hmm. I see even more, you know, glory to God that I see really physically what he's been protecting me from. And it attests and it confirms in my spirit that he really is working toward healing mm-hmm. because I'm not degenerating. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, even with every child I had, the doctor, you know, I had four normal births. They weren't normal, but they were, you know, not C-sections, and the fifth one was. And, you know, there's all kinds of questions people have about that we'll get into, too.
Yeah.
But the exciting thing was that my doctors were just amazed. You know, I would have a child and you'd think that your life, your body would get worse because sometimes it does with people walking around. I mean, after so many children, mm-hmm. you know, it does wear on your body. But I was actually improving with each child. They couldn't tell me to stop having children because I just kept improving. So I'm not out of the chair yet, but somehow it seems like I am by looking at my life, you would think that I'm really not handicapped. So that's exciting. But let's go back to when you were little. Uh-huh. We have you and Jeremy. I homeschooled for a while, actually. Mm-hmm. And What was it like after, you know, after the homeschooling? What you played in the house, and what were your ways of playing with things, you and Jeremy, when you were little?
Well, you didn't get your motorized chair for a couple years, but after you had that, we had spare manual wheelchairs laying around. So Jeremy and I and everybody else, as we got older, all knew how to do the wheelies, and we would have contests to see who could hold their legs the highest in the air the longest. And sometimes we pretended to be a quadriplegic. I don't know if you knew that. It was
no,
funny.
I didn't.
We would see who could play it the best, and the other person was the caregiver. And so we'd put gloves on because you can't open your hands.
Mittens
on. And see who could remain the most still. And you know, and then you got your motorized wheelchair, and we had a lot of fun with that. But
that was,
you let us use it once in a while. And then I ran into the door, and you didn't let me use it after that. So it's just the little things like that that most people don't experience, because it's like when people think of someone having a disability, it's like, oh, you know, you have to be careful what you do, and you have to do all these little things that don't make it fun. But we had a lot of fun with your disability.
Yeah, all the way back from the moment that you could walk, I know my habit was to have you crawl into my lap.
Mm-hmm.
With my one arm, I'd reach out to you, and you all knew how to step on my foot and step on,
yep,
on this part of the chair and crawl up, and the people in the store would watch. You know, you were very obedient, you know, and made sure that you would listen, and mm-hmm, I could go to a store, and, you know, you wouldn't run away,
yep,
and you didn't even think about it.
Nope. It was second nature. So we used to fight over who got to ride on your lap.
Yep, as little kids. Well, we'll run out of time here, so we'll take it up next week. And I want to just expand a little bit as you got older, and some questions that people tend to have. And we'll answer those. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call Utilite at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.